Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Thanking you, God, for allowing us to see a brand new day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we submit at your feet, as we surrender to your will, as we give you the glory and as we give you the honor, as we give you the praise and we surrender ourselves to you, God, we ask that you would come over us even right now and sweep over our souls. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, we plead the blood. What can wash away our sins, the songwriter said. The response was nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole within? Nothing but the blood. Oh, how precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood. And we need your blood today. Your blood still works. Your blood still cleanses. Your blood still heals. Your blood still delivers. Your blood still brings life, even in the midst of death, even in the midst of heartache, even in the midst of pain. God, you still breathe about life into us, and we want to say thank you, God, for another day. Wash us thoroughly, Lord. Cleanse us within and without, God, in the inside and on the outside, God, that we may be holy and acceptable unto you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We want you to put flesh under subjection, God. Help us to put flesh under subjection right now, Lord, and cast the devil out of the mind. Cast him out of the mind right now, God, because he's a lying wonder. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And if he can capture the minds of the believers, God, then he has control of their lives. But, God, help us to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are of a good report, those things that have virtue in them. And if we can keep our minds stayed on you, you said in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace, Lord. And so, God, cast the devil out of the minds of your people. Oh, God, the old proverb used to be, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, God, and a mind is a terrible place to be that is not focused in on you, a mind that's not concentrated on you, a mind that does not
have you in mind, God, of a brain or a mind that's not looking to you. The author and the finisher of our faith is a mind that will fail. It was a mind that will give up, a mind that will not be able to hold on through the storms and the trials of life. And so, God, help us to keep our minds on you, for you are our rock, God. Even in the midst of a weary land, God, you are still the shelter in a time of storm. You are our present help in a time of trouble. You are our joy. You are our hope for tomorrow. You are everything that we need and more. So, God, help us today to keep our minds stayed on you in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter comes what may, God, if our minds are on you, then we don't have to worry about being separated from your love. We don't have to worry, oh God, about not being in your will. But if our mind is stayed on you, oh God, then we'll walk in your anointing, God. We'll stay in your presence, God. We'll make time to pray, Lord. We'll put flesh under subjection, God. If our minds are stayed on you, God, we'll be at peace, God, even though everything around us may be seeking sin, God. If we would keep our minds on you, then worry, oh God, won't be our forte, God. It won't overcome our lives. Despair won't be our mantra, God. But if we keep our minds stayed on you, oh God, we'll be able to live and not die. We learned last night, God, in our Bible study that when the head is cut off, the whole body fails. The body can't do anything. We can lose limbs. We can lose fingers. We can lose hands. And we can lose arms and feet and ankles and knees. And we can lose all body parts. But if we lose our head, then everything is cut off. Everything dies because the head gives us life. So, God, we don't want to cut you off. And many times we cut you off, Lord, and you are the head. You're not only the head of us, but you're head of the church, God. Not only are you head of the church, but God, you are the first and foremost in everything, Lord Jesus. And so we need to put you as the head. We need to surrender to you. And oftentimes we do not do that. We lean into our own understandings. We go into the ways that we think that seemeth right. Hallelujah. We do things that are foolish, God, knowing that you remain the same. You never change. But, God, we depend upon ourselves. We tell you, Lord, oh, God, we don't need you. We can handle this by ourselves. This is a little small, and we don't want to bother you with it. But, God, in all of our ways, your word encourages us to acknowledge you, to seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, God. Everything that we need, whether it's big or small, it should go through you as the head. We must submit to your will. Give us to surrender to your will. Give us to say yes to your will even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in every area of our lives. God, what should I wear today? Oh, God, lead me and guide me. Where should I go to eat today? God, give me direction. Give me strength. Oh, God, where should I go today? Oh, God, give me direction. God, order my footsteps. God, no matter what it is, God, the little things, the big things, help us to consult you, God, to make you the head of our lives. Because when you're the head, God, we have no fear of failure. We should have no fear of failure when you are the head. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fret because, God, you've been too faithful. You've been too consistent. God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so, God, we should be able to rely upon you. We should be able to trust in you. And, God, we must do that for us to be able to live and not die. Sweep over our souls even now, God. And shine your light in us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shine your light so that if there's anything in us that has caused us to be foolish, oh, God, those things that we have done in our own power and in our own might, God, help us to put them under subjection and yield to your will and surrender to your will right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, even if I made a decision to buy a car foolishly, Lord, God, have mercy upon my soul. Even if I invested in some place that I probably should have invested in, God, have mercy on my soul. Even if I made a decision to go buy this outfit knowing it doesn't fit right, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. If I got a doctor's appointment coming up, God, let me not rely upon the doctor, but let me rely upon you, Lord. Have mercy upon my soul, no matter what it may be, Lord. If we make decisions outside of your will, I ask, God, this morning that you would have mercy upon our souls. You are merciful, God. You are patient with us. You are long-suffering with us. And even when we should be condemned, and even when we should reap the harvest of our bad seeds, You, Lord, you have mercy upon us. When Joshua decided to go into Ai on his own and did not consult you, Lord, you allowed them to be defeated. But, Lord, you didn't allow them to be completely wiped out. They had to suffer the consequence of that bad decision, Lord. But you didn't allow the whole harvest to fall afresh on them. Thank you for being merciful, God. And, God, you are a God of mercy, a God of peace. Hallelujah. So, God, have mercy upon us, Lord, today. For our bad decisions, and show us the right way. Show us the way even now, God, that we may go in the right pathway, that we may stop leaning into our own understanding, God, that we may not go the way that leads to destruction. God, I pray for this nation today. I haven't taken time to pray for our nation and our present in the wild. But now, God, that you have us straight and you have our attention this morning, and we surrender to your will and we surrender to your way. We've asked you to wash us clean and wash us thoroughly from inside and out, that we may be as white as snow, and that we may be able to come before your presence with singing, come before your presence with praise, come before your throne, your altar, without having to worry about being condemned or cast out or struck down. So we come before your presence now with petitions, God, because we need your help, Lord. We can't do it without you, God, and so we won't go by our own power, but we go by the power of the Holy Ghost that dwells within us. So, God, we need you to touch this nation even now. Have mercy upon us as a nation. For America has sinned against thee, Lord. We have fallen short of your glory. We are no longer known as a nation that's under God, that's a Christian nation. But, God, there are still believers in this land. You still have a remnant in this land, and we ask, God, that you would have mercy upon America. Touch the head, oh, God, our president today. We pray that you would cast the devil out of his mind, cast the devil out of his cabinet, cast the devil out of his ideas. We plead the blood over him right now, God, and salvation in his life, salvation in his home, salvation in the White House, God. We pray for salvation in Congress, Lord, in the House and the Senate, Lord, because many, God, are saying that they're believers, but their actions are not saying who they are. Well, actually, their actions are showing who they really are. Though through words, they say that they're believers, but through actions of their lives, Lord, it shows that they do not have a relationship with you. God, you do everything to reveal those things that are hidden, those things that are done in the dark, that come out into the light, Lord. So I ask that you would have mercy, oh God, and God, we want you to touch the minds, Lord, now. In the name of Jesus, all of these decisions that are being made are not beneficial to the nation and are not beneficial to the people, God. We ask, God, that you would have mercy upon this nation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, save in the White House, Lord. Save in the Senate, Lord. Save in Congress, Lord. Save even in the state houses, Lord. Save, oh God, because it's just not the Republicans, God, but it's the Democrats as well. None of them are walking like they are saved and like they are holy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, God, that it's not just in their heads, but that you have control over them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's your permissive will, God, and if they do what they do, oh, God, they'll just have to reap the harvest. But, God, you know what your people need, God, even in the midst of trials and even in the midst of hardships, God. You always kept your people when they were in bondage, God, after they had sinned, God. This is just the fruit of the sins of America. God, what we have right now, God, are just the reaping, the fruit, or the harvest of our sins. But even in the midst of our reaping, even in the midst of our harvest, God, you are a merciful God. Just like you were with Israel, God, I pray that you would have mercy upon us. And God, declare us and let us know and remind us, God, that we can build, Lord, even in the midst of this season of bondage, God. We can go and plant crops and harvest, God, oh God, and we can go build houses, oh Lord, and marry our children away, oh God, and have babies, God. We can do that in the midst of a desperate bondage time because, God, you are the giver of life. You are the one that brings life even into dead situations. So as you put America under your control and as you afflict us because of our trials, because of our sins, God, I thank you for having mercy upon us, having mercy upon us. Because even in the midst of this, God, we're able to build. God, I just said it, that you gave Israel the capability to do it. But as I said it, Lord, you revealed to me that you're doing that even now. You're providing. Lord, we gave out bread for over 20 people came to the church yesterday to pick up pastries and bread items that we had. Oh, God, and we were able to bless people even in the midst of a season of famine, God. You are breaking through, oh, God, all of the normal barriers, God, all of the things that used to be limited, God. You have opened up to us, and, Lord, we want to say thank you, God, in the midst of this season, God. Help us to find ourselves in praise, not crying, not complaining, not doing all the stuff that does not benefit us or yield fruit, but Lord, help us to find ourselves in prayer. All our needs, pray. For men ought to always pray. And if this is not the time and if this is not the season to pray, oh God, I don't know what would be. But God, in the midst of this season, help us to look to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith. In this season, God, help us to look to you, the source of our strength, the strength of our lives. And God, help us, Lord, today to let our so shine, because Lord, we're not shining enough. We're not allowing your spirit to exude up out of us. So God, people are falling away because we don't have the authority. We don't have the strength. We don't have the boldness to share your good news with someone that might be lost. Help us to shine today so that as you take care of America, God, your remnant that's within will be the shining lights to declare your word. I pray for leaders in every area, leaders in our Senate, those people who have been put in offices, health and human services, the education department, God, all the judiciary, I mean, the justice department, all of those that have been put into leadership positions. God, I pray that you would allow them to submit to your will. And then I pray, oh God, that your will might be done in their lives and in our lives. I pray for those, God, that are on the underside, of those grunts that are working to allow America to keep functioning. God, continue to give them the strength, Lord. Continue to touch them. Continue to grant them wisdom and favor. Oh, God, and let us, and again, allow us to let our light shine. I pray for churches, for ministries everywhere, that we would have the doors of our churches open. I didn't even get into the point of being able to celebrate your death, burial, and resurrection today. But as we go into Good Friday, remind us of how great you've been. Remind us of the sacrifice. Remind us that the cross was bloody, that it wasn't something that was beautiful and sightly to see. But, Lord, it was a horrible scene. But, God, you did it. Lord Jesus, you did it. You did it. You hung up on that cross. You died on Calvary. You were beaten and battered and bruised so that I might have life and that more abundantly. Thank you for taking my place, Lord. Thank you for having mercy upon me. And since you've had mercy upon me and you died for me and you rose for me, Lord, help me to give it back to you in service, in submission, in doing your will. Help me to give it back to you, God, faithfully, with a loving heart, with a cheerful heart, God, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. We pray for our nation today. We pray for those people that were attacked under that hideous chemical attack in Syria, Lord. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy upon us across this land. We need you, God. We've rejected you. We've taken you out of the equation, God. But every day we see that we need you more and more. God, I declare right now that I need you. And I know that those that have joined us on this call this morning, they need you as well. Or they would not have taken time out in the morning to get early up in the morning and pray. And so bless us. Keep us today. Keep us in the heart of your hand and the center of your will. Oh, God, lead us and guide us today that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be, vessels of honor, vessels that represent you and reflect you properly. Help us to shine, Lord, today, that someone might be saved. Help us to shine today, that someone might be encouraged. Help us to shine today, that you might get the glory out of our lives. We thank you now, and we bless you even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.